The Lord has been teaching us a lot of things through our pastor here on this episode of Rapture Watch.
Amen.
Is this the end time message?
This is the end time message.
Our pastor has put a very serious joker out. We can tell how many sermons William Branham preached. We cannot tell how many books of the Bible. We ask that Gabriel, but we don't feel that. So are you in the message?
Or have you been stopped?
Okay, still on this issue, sir. Still on the revival of the end time message, our pastor. The third Exodus. We know Brother Branham preached a sermon titled The Third Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you say that we are not, I don't know whether you
said
it
here.
Yes.
Moses say.
Let's put this way. Brother Branham say third Exodus.
Moses say.
So, sir, we want you to properly balance things for us so that we won't be confused and we might, so that we might know what Exodus we are in and why is it so.
What is Exodus? Exodus is a movement of the people from one place to the other. And we pick it from Exodus. The first Exodus is the children of God that we are in bondage in Egypt.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And God sent Moses to go and move them away to the promised land.
Amen.
And when they got to the promised land, God gave them the law.
Mm.
But the law again kept them in another captivity of the law, because the truth is, without the law, there was no sin.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, now the law came, sin came, therefore death also is included. You know? So Christ now had to come for the second Exodus from the law into grace. And when Christ came, you saw his own pull out and followed him.
Amen.
And they've been enjoying that grace.
Amen.
But when grace came again, the denominational system came and caged the children of God again. Yes. And so, before you know what, there was a need for a third Exodus from the denominational system. And when we look at all the preachers that God has used, we see William Branham fulfilling that. Because he's the only one that has a message that broke through the barriers of denominations and brought all of us in the various dimensions together and brought us out of the denominational system into the liberty of the Holy Ghost. The
totality of God's word also.
So that we receive the totality of God's word. And he had followers. But as soon as he left, that same spirit that caged them in the denomination came in another way and caged these people again within the entire message using the sermon books or the sermons of William Branham.
Amen.
I remember that each Exodus is not man's idea.
Yeah.
Each Exodus has always been a move of God by God himself. And so, those of us who are spiritual, you know, suddenly around 1995, you know, 1994, something began to happen. You know, through the ministry of Raymond Jackson. Raymond Jackson has been a contender of the message. He has always screamed that what is happening is not the message after the departure of William Branham. He witnessed the ministry of William Branham. He met William Branham several times, and William Branham made reference to him several times. He's that very person referred to Junior Jackson, And he had his own church. He started a pastoral church, the same Jeffersonville. And these are places I have personally visited. I have visited this place. I've visited Branham Tabernacle. And, you know, not too far from each other. While William Branham was still on, he went to start that one. And I know the controversy that arose, they call him Black Bear. William Branham had to, you know, rebuke them and really, you know, well, he is being a contender. And suddenly, followers of that ministry, things began to happen at the same time. In Norway, testimonies in South Africa, testimonies in America there, the followers, you know, and even in Nigeria here, those who were following him suddenly, without any special prayer, without anything, you know, manifestation started taking place. And people got confused, and he quickly had to pick up a sermon that he titled The Bride's Anointing.
Amen.
It's a move of God to liberate the people of God and restore that which was denied the bride after the departure of William Branham. In healing, in deliverance, in manifestation of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And being a teacher that Raymond Jackson was, you know, he placed these things in proper, you know, places so that we know how to use that gift as it should be used. And within that period, you know, something happened that in Grace and Truth Church, the biggest church then in Nigeria, followers of Bishop William Branham, somewhere at Baganda area, there, he had a cage that he kept an eagle there. The symbol of our faith, eagle.
Yes, sir.
So he kept an eagle. William Branham made a statement, being a hunter himself. He said, the worst condition you can place an eagle is to put an eagle in a cage. And we in this age, the symbol of our faith, you can imagine when a Christian is supposed to be soaring in the things of the Spirit, then you are caged. You can imagine how miserable that Christian will be. That is the condition. And then he placed a keeper that took care of that bird. And one day, he himself does not know how it happened. Maybe got careless or otherwise, and the bird escaped and flew away. And the man made a statement. He said, Kai, it's not easy to keep an eagle. The keeper of that eagle. So he knew what he suffered in keeping that eagle there. He said, it's not easy. Now, we look at it symbolically. That was the period. All of our, like that, things began to happen, and people were leaving these end-time message churches. That was when I left my own.
Okay.
That was where we started gathering, you know, and then in all these places. Just like that, without anybody preaching, you just feel uncomfortable in the end-time message church. You just begin to feel uncomfortable without talking to somebody. Everybody will just feel uncomfortable, and then we left. So when we heard that that eagle escaped, we knew that it's a move.
That's right.
That is yes, taking place. There's a revival that will let the people, you know, go. And to me, that was the beginning of the third pool. The fourth pool.
That's the fourth Exodus.
That is the fourth Exodus. Sorry, not pool. Sorry, not pool. Exodus. Yes, that is, to me, that is the fourth Exodus. So that's why, and that Exodus is still going on now.
And according to your teaching, sir, you said this Exodus would lead us.
Remember, four is the number of deliverance. After four, what's the next one?
Five.
Grace now. So I believe that, and with what is happening from that time, 1995, 96. 97, 98, this ministry started, and we've been having a lot of response from end-time message believers all around the world. Suddenly, like a veil is opening. Of course, the taskmasters, you know, they will not take it easy.
That's right.
Because I have a platform, like the television, and a wide reach like that, and so they have me to contend with, because you can't speak against me when your members have the opportunity to listen to me. So all the tactics they use, you know, the television breaks it, you know, and they are seeing through the television people just watching and they are receiving the Holy Ghost, you know. So if you say I am occultic, if you say I don't know anything, if you say why are they covering their hair, you know, they bring out issues, just little issues, because they are afraid that they will lose their members instead of them to repent and join the revival. You know, so that is the fourth Exodus.
1995.
From 1995, yes.
Sir, you've explained in a very, very good way, sir. But I want you to break it down in layman's terms. Like, for instance, the first Exodus, there was a message, let my people go.
Yes.
And second then the second Exodus was be born again.
Yeah.
Yes, where you say, for God's
love of the world.
Because speaking of bondage of sin. The third Exodus was come out of my people.
Yes.
That's come out of the what would be the message of this fourth Exodus if you're just to give a message?
It's come out. We're still coming out.
Still coming out. Okay.
We're still coming
back to the Bible.
Yes, now because we were supposed to be free under grace. The denomination caged us. When we left again, that same spirit ran and followed us and caged us.
In the end time message.
That's the denomination in the end time message. Oh, certainly. Right. Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly.
Clicks.
Denomination in
clicks.
The end time message.
Right.
Okay, so the fourth Exodus is where we are now.
Yes.
And it's come back to the Bible, come out of denominationalism in the end time message.
Yes.
And from our pastor's analogy, it began in 1995.
I believe so.
Yes, and... He began not with his own ministry from
No.
So, Pastor, you are not claiming to be the...
No, I am not. I'm a product of that revival that started in 1995.
Amen.
Yes.
So, Pastor has said he began with the ministry
This church started in 1998.
Yes, okay.
Late 1998.
With the ministry of Raymond Jackson.
Raymond Jackson,
fourth
yes.
Exodus. Okay.
They don't like him in the entire message. But God revealed him to me to follow him, and I will hit the revival I'm looking for. In 1995, God spoke to me.
Wow. Okay, that's very great. So we've been able to balance third and fourth Exodus.
Third and fourth Exodus.
Okay, sir, what about the place of, we want you to help us, sir, the place of the fivefold ministry and the body gifts in the entire message. We know here and there you've made mention of it, but we still want you to comment on it, sir.
There's no new fivefold. It's the same old fivefold. It is, there must be prophets.
Okay.
There must be, it's restoration. We're talking of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there must be prophets.
Evangelist.
There must be evangelists. There must be
pastors
and teachers. Not apostles.
I discovered you didn't mention apostles.
No, of course. The apostles are still here.
Okay.
This is the apostolic ministry.
Okay.
I've explained that in several messages.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right, sir. In the entire message, there's always the thing about the expected revival, the coming revival, the coming revival, the coming revival.
Now, let me tell you. Yes, William Branham mentioned something. He spoke about the adoption.
Yes, sir.
A time is going to come. Just before the rapture,
yes, sir.
You know, that something will happen.
Mm.
And I say what William Branham saw is what is verse 11 of Revelation chapter 10.
Okay. Mm. The latter rain, John ministry.
That is the John ministry.
Amen.
You know, he said you prophesy again to peoples, to nations. Remember, he said you prophesy again. It means you prophesy before. So when did they prophesy before? Joel 2:28, Acts chapter 2, fulfilled.
Amen.
What happened on the day of Pentecost will happen again.
A replica of that thing.
Yes. Before the rapture. But then, you know, the average follower of the ministry of William Branham, there is a void. They know something is missing. So they comfort themselves by saying it is coming. Like I was going through one of the messages that the young man at Shomolu,
John himself,
who claimed to be John himself, and to cover up for his inability to operate in the power side. Then he's now telling his followers, you know, appeasing them, giving them hope that the John ministry is in stages. This is now in the, I think, whether teaching or so.
Teaching stage.
Then from there, it will go into the prophetic. Then the miraculous.
Oh, my.
You know, and they use grammar to support that, you know. But there's no such pattern. The word came with a power.
Amen.
This sign shall follow them that
believe. Amen.
And Apostle Paul said it did not come with enticing word of wisdom.
Man's wisdom, that's right.
It came with the demonstration of the spirit
and power.
Power.
Amen.
You know, so anybody that tries to push that aside is only trying to console himself. Mm-hmm. That is that void that is within the entire message. They are looking for. They are looking for it. So they console themselves with our revival is coming. Our revival is coming.
Well, now from your answers, sorry to cut you. Are you saying that this particular revival they're expecting, we are already having it, already seeing it?
Did you hear the songwriter that says, "Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine"? There is a glory we are expecting. What is the foretaste? Mm. What is the foretaste?
So that's what we are having now.
Good that one. Is what we are having. It's Amen. The preparation.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
The preparatory stage.
Preparatory stage. There was a time we had a rapture was like this, and you told us that if you do not test of this present one,
of course,
the ones who come, you will not be part of
it. Of course, that is certain. Mm. I mean, that is certain. I mean, you know, the real revival did not start with them coming out of Egypt. The real revival was when they now reached the promised land. The boldness they had that kept them in their promised land because of all the experiences they had. They saw the miracles. Red Sea parted. Pillar of fire. Do you notice that by the time they reached the promised land, there was no pillar of fire again? Mm. By the time they reached the promised land, there was no manna again.
That's right.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Because they had been prepared, faith lifted up by what they had seen when they now got into the promised land, so they could face anyone boldly. And so you don't believe in the gifts. So when it comes, how will you recognize it?
That's
great.
Yes.
Okay, so the expected revival is coming, and our pastor has said those who are saying the message believers' idea of the revival is coming is to console them for.
No, it's just consoling themselves.
Okay, well, there's water. We have water to drink. Water. You can come and God will give you the living.
Oh, yes.
So looking at evangelism. The entire message.
That's
evangelism.
Right.
I know that before your pastoral ministry started, you are an evangelist. That's the WAPO, West Africa Prisoner Church. Okay, and there are message believers who don't even believe in evangelism, who tell you those that will be saved. There's no need for. Okay, yes, no need to ask you whether you believe because I already said you're an evangelist.
I am.
Okay, but how should it be done? How should evangelism in the end time message be carried out? Is it, should we, like in our own church here, this local church, we have a tract called One Your Pastor. And I can't go and give.
You see, what is evangelism? Mm. Evangelism is a spiritual terminology that is used. I mean, they call it proselyting, but it's like the marketing of your product commercial people use. How do you say you have a product and you want to keep it to yourself? Anybody that needs it, you go look it up. You know, how will the people around know you have a product? The Lord Jesus Christ put it this way: you cannot light a candle
and put it under the bushel
and put it under cover it. You can't cover it. You know, and you know. You say you have a message and you are not reaching out for people to hear it. So how will they hear it? So evangelism is the first commission God gave. Go into the world and preach the gospel.
That's right. Amen, hallelujah.
That is a commission that still stands. It has not changed. What is the gospel? It's the good news. Children of God, you are caged. Come out. No, you cannot prosper in the denomination. They say God cannot use you unless you go to Bible school. But you have something. Come out of her, my people. Come. And when they come to your place, let them see where you are taking them to. You know. So we must evangelize. We use all the means of evangelism. We have the social media. We have one of you put one of our programs, you know, on the social network, I think one of them. Within 2 days, 100,000 people had seen it. Now, we must, you know,
market
what we have. But you know, you must have something, you know,
before you go and market.
And you must, and it must be something you know that the people are in need of. You know, and that is evangelism. In my ministry, one of the things we use to catch them is we have a track, a very provoking track. We title it "Warn Your Pastor." And I remember that one day, somebody called me and said, "There's a confusion going on here, blah, 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 blah." I said, "What is happening?" He said, "You mean there's a church that practices all these things you wrote here?" We said, "Sure, come and see." He said, "We are coming now. We are coming to see that place." And then when I remembered it about 2 weeks after, I said, "Yeah, is that person here?" He said, "They came that Sunday." And I said, "There were 15 of them that came."
Wow.
He said, "There were 15 of them that came." Wow. And we know all over the world, people have left their churches. And they are now connected even online. You know, another trend entirely. So I want you to just, you know, catch this. That people are asking, where have you been all these years? This same message has been in this country since early 70s. Now, they are asking us in 2000 and something, where have you been?
We've been kept on this world.
So we must evangelize.
Okay, just to mention about evangelism. Now, TV evangelism is what is reigning.
E-evangelism.
Now, William Branham spoke a lot about this evangelism, but there was a particular term he used. He calls it Hollywood evangelism. Do you think that's the reason why TV evangelism is rejected? Because they feel it is Hollywood evangelism. Or was William Branham saying something else that we do not understand?
You see, this is one of the problems we have in the message, and Satan has hijacked it fully. When you listen to William Branham, listen to what he's saying and try to understand.
That's right.
At that time, William Branham was speaking about what the devil was using the science of the invention of television. That was the latest invention then, television, where in your bedroom, William Branham put it this way, that when the devil saw that Christians at that time will not go to cinema houses, what did he do? He got it into their sitting room through the television. And it was not speaking against the television, but the programs.
That's right.
The same William Branham would rent television to watch. Now, the Holy Ghost told him, according to him, not to watch, not to keep that box in his house. That is him. The Holy Ghost told one prophet to eat shit.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost told another prophet to marry prostitute.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost told him to do that for a purpose, not a doctrine.
Thank you, sir. That's right.
Yes, I've heard him say, "Will you keep that? I will take my box and shoot that thing." Now, are you going to shoot it because it is an evil box or because that box projects evil, wrong influences to people watching it? Wednesday meeting, devil knows how to plan the program. Very beautiful Hollywood program. And people, instead of coming to church, they have to wait and watch that program on the television. If you are a preacher, how will you react? He reacted and told them, you know, the necessity, the evil in that box. I read it so much. And I'm saying that, tell me that anything is wrong in somebody watching news on the television. Tell me that anything is wrong with watching documentary and any current affairs going on the television. There are educative things on the television.
That's true.
And I tell you that if you have the Holy Ghost, you are truly converted, you don't need somebody to tell you you shouldn't watch certain programs because they will offend you.
Amen.
Oh, definitely.
Now, those of them who say, make a big issue of it, big issue of it, this is their test. If that television box is evil, television and the internet, which is more evil?
Internet.
So you just see that a lot of people, we are, you know, following the man and not even, you know,
understanding
and placing what he was saying properly, in proper perspectives. Now, you say put it in your sitting room. Now this one, put it in your pocket.
It's more dangerous.
Yes. So if only I can get to hear somebody who will tell us, don't use the internet, then I will say, okay, true. You understood, William Branham, that, you know, it's evil, true. Mm-hmm. But you are here with internet, and you are shouting television.
Don't use television.
You know, don't use television. And meanwhile, it is this same television that the churches are using, all these denominational market churches are using to market their errors.
That's right.
And nothing to counter it.
Mm. That's true.
And tell me what is sin for me to have a satellite television station that 24 hours is only Christian things.
Yeah.
So you just discover that devil hijacked it. He got these carnal people, you know, who just, you know, follow things without revelation and is using it. Well, that is why we are not known.
Okay. That's
right. Still on, before we leave this item of evangelism, when I asked earlier, you've made it clear that you have a product to sell, come out of bondage, come out of error. What about evangelism of for God so loved the world? You know, the early Christian evangelism, is it not part of the entire message evangelism also?
Oh.
Reaching out now to sinners who have not even known the gospel at all.
Oh, that is a basic thing.
Okay.
You know, it's basic. You know, we say the good news is the good news of the cross.
Amen.
You know, we have two groups of people we preach to.
Okay, yes, sir.
Those who have not known Christ at all, they have a different approach.
Okay.
Then those who believe they have Christ. In fact, three groups of people we are preaching to now. Three groups of people. There are three groups of people. Those complete sinners.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's a different approach for them.
All right, sir.
And then those who are in the denomination, we have message for them.
Mm.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Amen.
Apostle Paul.
That's okay.
How were you baptized?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their own is
different.
Is different. Then the entire message,
Okay, so we have to evangelize.
So we need, you know.
Just one more question before we leave evangelism.
All right.
Crusades, big crusades, programs.
Yes.
Is it also a tool that should be utilized in this end time message?
When you say crusade, it is another marketing strategy.
Okay.
Nobody organizes crusade for people to come and hear about William Branham. Nobody will come. It's part of the fishing bait.
Mm.
You know, before you organize crusade, you must have something that you are attracting the people to come for.
Mm.
All crusades you hear come for healing. Mm. And before they call, they will have heard about you. They will have known about you that there's a healing grace around you.
Mm.
Prophetic ministrations. Mm. They will have known, there are prophets here. Mm. Let me go. Maybe my problem will be solved.
Okay.
Then you take advantage of that and deliver the message. Mm. That is evangelism.
All this is part of the restoration.
It's part of the restoration. They don't do it anymore in this part of the world. Even in the Western world. No more crusades. Mm. Because nobody will come. Even your own members. How many do you have members that will even come to attend it? That is the problem we have.
Amen.
Okay. Sir, denominationalism in the end time is...
Plenty.
Why do you say so?
What is a denomination? Denomination is a group of believers, Christians, who believe they catch a revelation and build a wall, and they don't go beyond it. Nothing should be added, nothing should be subtracted. Mm. No further light. This is how we believe, this is how we do it here. That is one evil of denomination. Mm. And that is one identity too of a denomination.
Okay.
So we, this is what we believe, this is what we believe.
Status quo.
Yes. You know, you see, here we don't cover our hair.
Okay.
Here we don't cover our hair. So when somebody enter and cover hair, say, what is that? What is that? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Mm.
Something like that.
So it's very, very rampant in the entire message then.
Oh, yes. We here, we believe in thunder. Thunder has been released. So they have their group. They have their leaders.
Okay.
And then here we don't, you know, here we don't believe in thunder. This is our own leader. This is our own group.
So you those know, who have built the wall about themselves, yes, that refuse for that light.
Yes, and then some of them, they have association.
Mm.
And then you know, yes, so they give you qualification for you to join them.
Wow.
And then, you know, like that, like the Christian Association of Nigeria, the same thing they have within the end time message. I have come across many of them.
Okay. Is this the end time message?
This is not the message.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take another short break now. And when we come back, we'll be asking our pastor a few more interesting questions. Stay tuned and keep watching.